Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, it is me, Bob Mitchell, in for Scoot in the afternoon. Scoot is still healing from the motorcycle accident. He got hit by a motorcycle and got knocked unconscious and has a bunch of bumps and bruises and a busted ankle, and they reset the ankle yesterday. Not sure if he will be here tomorrow or not, but both WWL and his doctor say, Scoot, stay home until you're healed, all right? Here's what we are going to be talking about this last hour. If you were listening in the 12 o'clock hour, it really was an incredible interview between WWL's Newell Norman and New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell. One of the things that she addressed was the violence that happened this past weekend, and people are questioning sometime if the officers followed protocol and shooting back with all the pedestrians around. So we are going to take your calls on, do you have any hesitation going to certain areas of New Orleans? Want to know about that. And I found this story yesterday and thought it would be a really good story to talk about. A lesbian couple is claiming discrimination because a tax accountant refused to do their taxes. Now, let me see if I can fill in the gaps for you if you want. One of the women was a regular customer of the tax accountant. But then when she got married, the tax accountant said, I can't do that because of my religious beliefs. My personal feeling is you can decide anyone you want for your business. If I owned a restaurant and I decided I'm only going to serve Christians, I probably would go out of business. But that would be my choice. But now the tax accountant, because of the blowback on this, because the couple went to social media telling everybody exactly what happened, naming the tax accountant as the person who refused to do their taxes, got some of the local news media involved and pointed them out as the people that refused to do their taxes. Now that accountant is complaining that they are discriminating. So is she just getting what she deserves? Let's go to James. James, thank you for calling WWL. How are you? James? James must not be there. Okay, let's move on. Let's go to Manny. Manny, how are you?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. This is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
She did the tax before the lady decided to get mad, right?
Then right.
Her opinion is like this. She do it for both of them separate because marriage between woman and woman and man and man, it's a law of man, but our belief is God has the last word. He created us. And according to God's word, it's abomination for women and women and man be in marriage.
Uh-huh.
And that's why she's not doing it. It's like God has the last word. Because he created us, he created the world, and that's his word. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the only reason she's not doing it, probably. But our lady says she's a Christian. I don't believe she is because that's abomination. Maybe that's why she's not doing it because they're both married. You see what I'm talking, trying to say? Explain.
But if you make that decision, and I believe that you have a right to make that decision. I believe if I owned a business, I could say, all I want to do is do business with other Christians. I don't want to do any non-Christians. I don't want to do anybody from any other faith. I think I would have the right to do that. But if my business gets bad, if I get run out of business, I can't blame anyone. I'm making a personal stand.
Right. But the thing is, She did before she was married.
Right.
I bet you she did. Both of them came in separate and did separately. She would do it. But the thing is, that's something serious, man and woman. Maybe she don't believe in that at all. Mm-hmm. That's why she refused to do it. She's admitting that she's accepted a marriage between a woman and a woman is correct, and that's against God's law. You see what I'm trying to say? That's
gotcha. Why. Manny, let me ask you another question. I see that you live in Kenner, and we're talking about the city of New Orleans and got pretty violent this past weekend. Are there any areas of New Orleans that you are afraid to go to at any time?
Well, I go to Michael Jackson Theater. I went to downtown to see the Zanger Theater about a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I go to football games. So, I mean, you know, just got to use common sense and use a judgment, you know.
Yeah.
But don't try to achieve a park, a pay for parking, you know. So, I mean, right. Not really, because, you know, you just, it's not.
Yeah.
You can't hide, you know?
Right. I stay away from the downtown area late at night. I don't like to go there late at night. Let's go to Leon in Lacombe. Leon, thank you for calling WWL.
Thank you, Bob, for taking my call, man, and give a scoot my blessings.
Yeah, keep scooting your prayers.
Yes, sir. Talking about this tax lady. Now, when she first started doing this lady's taxes, I'm sure this lady didn't tell us she was gay.
Yeah, she did know.
She was gay.
That's why the lady is so upset that she did her taxes knowing she was gay, but then when she got married, she said, that's against my religious beliefs, and I no longer want to do your taxes.
Well, man, guess what? I don't like social media, but the flashback she gets, she deserves, because if it was against her religion to do taxes when they got married, it should have been against her religion to do taxes because she was gay.
Well, if you truly in your heart believe that, and you want to stake, you want to make a stand on something like this, then whatever the repercussions are, you have to be man or woman enough to say, these are the repercussions that I must except for taking this stand.
Right. And if she would have took the stand from Gecko Street, she probably would have been out of business a long time ago, because she didn't want to do taxes for gay people, not just gay couples.
That's right.
Okay, you know where I'm going with that?
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Okay. I mean, if you're gay and it's against your religion, which it is against mine, okay, I wouldn't do your taxes, okay? And so you wouldn't come back in there after you got married for me to do your taxes, because you know I'm not going to do them anyway.
Right, but if you take that stand and it's perfectly okay, I'm with her for taking the stand, and all of a sudden your business goes, a shot to hell, well, you can't complain about that. Let's go to Rashad. Rashad, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, Bob. Let me start off by saying, first of all, I'm a Muslim. African-American, black, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because some people be tripping with the term African-American or black.
Yeah.
Talking about people confused what they are. At the same token, there's a travesty in this country right now. As I always say, everything going to attribute to him. Everything ain't generic. That guy has caused a lot of division. Now, this religious thing,
mm-hmm.
I'm a Muslim. I don't take sides. People got to stop taking sides. Just like the Khashoggi killing. Saudi Arabia, I know they are an evil empire of Muslims in that country run by that government. At the same token, they don't represent Islam values the way it's supposed to. Let me put that on them on out there. Now, this thing between this woman don't want to do this lady taxes because she called herself a Christian and she don't have no signs posted, and she knew the lady was gay. She don't have no signs posted that I don't serve gay people. I don't want to serve nothing but Christians.
Mm-hmm.
I don't serve black. Whatever it may have been. You're right. She has that right. But she also should lose her business.
Correct.
People should not deal with her. You understand? So people got to stop taking sides. Stop trying to mix. That's why they got separation of church and state. Ever since this nut, this Asian Irish coming away, changing mentality towards each other. You understand? It shouldn't be whether you black. It shouldn't be whether you gay, straight, or in between. You should be able to be treated like a human being.
All right, that's Rashad. I appreciate you phoning in. We're going to take a break right now and get back to more of your phone calls. 260-1870. I'm Bob Mitchell, and I'm in for Scoot in the afternoon. Scoot may be back tomorrow. Depends on when he heals up. Coming right back on WWL. Our Big 870 Blue Runner opinion poll question. Do you have any hesitation going to certain areas of New Orleans? 93% at WWL.com say yes. 8% say no. We would like your input on that, your calls on that. And we're talking about a lesbian couple is claiming discrimination because a tax account refused to do their taxes. Now, here's kind of the whole story if you're just tuning in, and it'll make a little bit more sense to you. One of the ladies was her customer. One of the ladies went to this tax accountant, and she did her taxes. Then she gets married, and the tax accountant says, I'm going to refuse to do your taxes because gay marriage is against my beliefs. Say, I'm okay with that, if that's what you want to do. But now the tax accountant is yelling discrimination of her own because the couple then went to social media and went to local news sources and broke the story about how this tax accountant refused to do their taxes. So now her business is going down. So, I mean, she really is getting what she deserves, and I don't even mean that in a mean-spirited way. If that was her stand, I what I find surprised is that I think she thought when she did this that Christians were going to flood to her for taking a stand, and it didn't work out. So let's go to David. David, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing too much. What do you think about this?
Tax preparer, I would have took them. I wouldn't have turned them away. You know, I want the money. I'm not worrying about you.
I like the way you think, David. Take the money. I'm with you.
Yeah, to take the money. You know, but then my mom was raising me when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
They had a gay guy working at a job, and a lot of people was picking on the gay guy. My mom said, David, look, don't be like that, Swartz. You know, people, you know, differently than you. This, you know, because it's not right. So that's why I look at that like that also. But as far as the city used to be a nice place at one time. I guess maybe in the early 60s and 50s. Okay, and we all know why. Okay, we all know why. It's never going to go back to that. If it maybe one day, but right now I don't see it. There's a lot of graffiti and trash downtown. The lady, the mayor said she was going to clean it up. I'm not seeing it. They got a couple of people with tents, a lot of people with tents, with filth. And, you know, I'm scared to even walk around it. Mm-hmm. You know, I might catch something from all that.
Listen, when I was much younger, when I was a kid, I used to love to go to Canal Street. I used to love walk up and down Canal Street.
Yeah, I remember. And now it's not mostly the Canal Street with the filth. It's really like in the inside of the CBD. Under the bridges.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why she won't do anything about that. And so for the crime, and then I'm going to cut you loose. I think what's going to happen is that the United States is going to separate into maybe three different countries.
Woo.
Okay? Yeah, I think that's going to happen because a lot of whining from a certain group, okay. And the other group is going to get tired of that wine. In other words, blacks and whites are going to have their own country. I really believe that's what's going to happen. And Latinos, I really believe that. And if that was to happen, the consequences for the black country, you will not make it. You have a few Fortune 5 companies that are black, but not that many. I don't know. Blacks, we really need the help from the Europeans, their descendants. Other than that, we're not going to make it. We're too far behind, okay? You know, we're too far behind. So I think we need to embrace our European brothers and our Latino brothers.
David, I tell you what is really scaring me, all these protests and groups that, I mean, all over the country that are chanting and trying to take overthrow Trump. And, you know, you see this in other countries. You see these people getting together, protesting against their leader. And now we have a right. I'm not criticizing that. But it is just starting to get scary in this country.
Right, and you're right about that. It's getting very scary. But if you think about it, Trump is not your problem. The problem is the person in the mirror. That's the problem.
David, okay? I appreciate your calling. Thank you so very much. Let's go to Ray. Ray, thank you for calling.
Hey, man. Quick thing. Number one, I don't mind the lady doing the taxes before the marriage. Second thing is, once she is married to another person of the same sex, I believe if you do anything to participate in her taxes, her wedding cakes, anything like that, then you're promoting that in some way. Mm-hmm. I do see the Bible tells us to love the person and we're to associate with them to bring them.
Hate the sin, you know, right.
Hate the sin, but we are to tell the people in a loving way what the Bible has to say about that. Now, sin is sin. We all have it. We all do things that are not right in God's sight. So we can't be hypocritical in the fact that, okay, this is a homosexual. Then we can say that about a thief. Then we can say that about a child molester. No, what we need to do is we need to love that person, show them what the Bible has to say. And once they make the decision to go forward in that sin, then we are, the Bible says, to disassociate ourselves with them. So I would applaud what she did, knowing she was gay in the beginning, still working with her. And then when she took the stance to get married, she rebutted that relationship. And the good phrase to end this with, the cost of your conviction.
See, Ray, I'm with you. I have no problem with her as a Christian saying, I don't want to do this. But when you do that, if there is a price to pay, that's just the price that you pay for having that faith. You don't complain about that. I mean, that's the price that she pays for taking that stand. And now she's saying that this couple is wrong, basically fighting back. And I don't agree with that.
I think she's embarrassed. And
I think you're right.
Told her she did the right thing, and then all of a sudden it's backlashing on her, and now she's embarrassed in front of her family and friends.
Well, God is testing her faith to see if she'll stay with this.
Absolutely. Stand. The Bible says stand. Stand. That's all I got to say about that. But the city.
Real quick. Go ahead.
I don't particularly care to go in the city for other reasons than the crime rate, but, you know, it's a beautiful place. I'm not afraid of any place of it. It's just, it's a good place to go eat, and that's about all I'll do.
You're right. You're right about that. One thing about living here in New Orleans, we have, I think, the best food there is in the entire world. All right, we're going to break for news right now, and then we will come back with more of your phone calls if you want to participate in the conversation. The phone number is 260-1870. We're going to break right now for CBS News on WWL. By the way, Scoot's home, resting and recovering. He appreciates all the prayers, love, and support you guys have been sending. He hopes to be back tomorrow or later this week. Right now, we're talking about the situation where a lesbian couple claims discrimination because a tax accountant refused to do their taxes. Now, I'd mentioned earlier that the accountant got what she deserved, and I have a text message calling me out on that, saying that was a mean way to put it. And you're absolutely right. It was a mean way to put it, and I didn't mean it that way. What I was trying to say is that as a Christian, when you take a stand and you say, this is against the scriptures that I believe in, so I'm going to take a stand on this, you just have to be prepared to take the consequences. And in my opinion, don't whine about those consequences. Many a times when you take a stand like this, you know there are going to be consequences. All right, let's get back to the phones. We'll go to Cedric. Cedric, is this Cedric the Entertainer?
You got it, baby.
How you doing?
I am doing absolutely fantastic. Look, I understand your stance that she got what she deserved. And
that was a mean way of putting it, though.
No. I get that.
Yeah.
But I think that she's wrong. She should serve those people. And what we're doing is we're going back over 50 years, 60 years to a time in this country where people of my color couldn't sit at a lunch table. It is wrong. It is a service that is a public service, and she should serve those people and put her feelings aside. She's absolutely wrong. Where will it stop? If there's a really popular African-American-owned restaurant in the city of New Orleans that refuses to serve white people, yet Asian, Hispanic, and African-American clientele keeps their business open, is that right?
Well, let me answer that like this. If that were to take place, and again, my opinion is you should have a right to do anything you want with your business. But if that were to happen, then they might not be able to stay in business. They wouldn't have any white business. And I would have to think that a lot of African-Americans or black, whatever you feel comfortable with, would say, I'm not going to eat there. I'm not going to eat there if they don't serve everyone. And the consequences on doing this for her, for this tax lady, is the fact that she may lose her business. But if that's her decision, if that's what she wants, if she's willing to pay that consequence, that's up to her.
I fully understand that. And those are the consequences that she absolutely deserves. That's exactly what should happen to her. The free market should close her business because this is a discriminatory practice. And
but I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any law.
In 2019, no, there's no law.
Right.
Against this, but there are laws against discrimination, and this is blatant discrimination against this couple simply because of their sexual orientation, and it is absolutely 100% wrong, and the free market should deal with her as it should.
And that's what's happening.
Hopefully her tax accountant business will lose ground. Maybe she'll lose her home, and to me, I'd be perfectly fine with it.
All right, Cedric. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you phoning in.
Now, wait, before I go.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. I used to drive for Uber for a while, and there are parts of the city, honestly, I'd go in and the hair's on the back of my neck stand up, but I've been all over this place, and it doesn't bother me. You know, you have faith in yourself, I go all over it. It really doesn't bother me at all.
Do you keep a gun in your car?
No, I do not. Uber doesn't allow that, and where I work, they don't allow us to carry it. But I can get you off me if I have to.
Cedric, I appreciate you phoning in, pal.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with more of your phone calls and do our best to get y'all all in before the top of the hour. If you love Tiger basketball, don't miss your chance to win tickets to tomorrow's LSU-Florida game at the Maravich Center. Just listen and win. Listen to Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert and Christian Garrick for your cue to call in to win. Today between 4 and 7, go Tigers on WWL. The phones are stacked, and we have just a few minutes left, so I'm going to ask you to try to be brief, and we're going to try to get everybody on, at least give them a few seconds to say what they want to say. Let's go to Brett. Brett, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
I'm hanging in there.
You know, I just, I don't have no side. They both write for anything, but, you know, the lady, the accountant might have not knew she was gay before. She might have kids. She knew.
And that's why the woman got so upset, because she was a customer, and then when she got married, she said, I can't do it anymore.
Okay. And another thing, you know, I always say, they got three sides to every story. They got your side, they got my side, and they got the truth.
Right.
So I don't know anything about it, so that's how I feel.
Yeah, that's
about New Orleans, you know, you just got to be careful.
Thank you so much. Let's go to James. James, thank you for calling WWL.
Well, thanks very much, Bob. And by the way, when you leave work today, please be careful crossing the street.
I strongly
disagree with your position that a business has a right to turn away business, apparently for any reason. Two things I want to bring up. Classic case is a soldier traveling across country with his family, getting late at night. He's turned away, theoretically, from one motel to the next. They have no place to stay. That's just wrong, if it's based on their race, the guy and the family being black.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a right to do that. And the second thing is, this accountant is covered by civil rights legislation from the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the follow-on legislation. She enjoys civil rights protection based on her sex, her race, and her religion. And this woman wants to deny service to this woman because of her lifestyle. I mean, it's not codified in the law. I think it should be. But this accountant, did she turn away customers who have committed adultery? Did she turn away customers who don't honor the Lord's Day? Those are in the Ten Commandments. Of course she doesn't. It's discrimination, and it's wrong.
Thank you, James. Let's go to Bobby. Bobby, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, Mr. Mitchell. Hope you're doing well.
I am.
I wanted to comment about earlier, Neil Norman had the mayor on, and I tried to get a question in, but I couldn't. That municipal auditorium building, it's a beautiful architectural building in Armstrong Park, and it's vacant since Katrina. I just wanted to know, something should be done to that building. I understand they got Katrina funds from the government, and they're just sitting there. They ought to put it to use.
Bobby, you have me at a disadvantage. I have absolutely no idea at all. Let's go to Jay in Slidell. Jay, thank you for calling WWL.
Hey, Bob, thanks. First of all, I don't agree with equating discriminating against someone because of their sexual orientation with discriminating against somebody because of their race. I don't think those two things are equal. I'm not saying it's right to discriminate against somebody against their sexual orientation, but I think as a private citizen, that's different than discriminating against somebody because of their race on several levels. And I guess we don't really have time to get into it right now, but, you know, if you're a private citizen and you don't want to serve someone because of their sexual orientation, I don't think you should be forced to. I'm not saying it's right, okay, but I think you have that right as a private person. And I think a lot of this is like the frog in the pot. As long as you turn the heat up slowly, then we're not going to realize what the end game on this is, and it's not pretty.
Yeah, I'm of the same position. I don't think it's right, but if that's what you want to do, you do have the right for your business. And as I mentioned, if that's her stand, that's okay. But the consequences may be more than she's ready for.
Right. Well, where does someone else's right end and where do mine start? That's the problem that I have with a lot of this, especially with transgender.
You're right.
Transgenderism.
You're right. So,
thank you.
All right, Jay. Thank you. Let's go to Ed. Ed, thanks for calling WWL.
Yeah, Bob. It shouldn't have any matter whether the sex, cultural background, color doesn't matter. Look, just get along, love each other, do your work. It doesn't matter who it is. You know, we're here. We're supposed to be here to honor, love each other. And you have a good business. You'll have a better business later on. You move on. You're basically just doing the Lord's work. And his right is, like you said, he's got that right, but or she's got that right, whatever it is. But no,
well,
I disagree with what she did. She
the biggest thing,
you move on.
The biggest thing that Jesus taught and preached is love.
Love thy neighbor as you would yourself.
Right.
Exactly. So look, you stop with all the confrontation, the conflict, the racism, the discrimination. You be nice to them. You help them out. Because not only that, you're helping them. You're doing the Lord's work. But let me tell you something else. You never know if they might bring you a ton of business in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, it might benefit the accountant both ways.
Right.
Okay.
Ed, I appreciate you phoning in. Okay.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. We're gonna take Wendy real quick. Wendy, what's your position on this?
Hey, Bob, I just think it's blatant discrimination. And for all the hypocrites who are quick to quote the Bible, might I remind them that Leviticus 2 passages says that you should not eat swine, which is pork.
Uh-huh.
And then for all the Bible people who love their crawfish, Leviticus 11:9 says that it's detestable to eat shellfish. So you either... you pick the Bible and live by it fully, but you can't just cherry pick what you feel you want.
No crawfish? What about oysters? Would that be shellfish?
That's shellfish, baby.
Huh?
I know. I love my shellfish. I love my crawfish. So, you know.
Oh, man. I can't give up my crawfish and my oysters. Please. I could give up pork if I had to, but not my oysters and crawfish.
Not right now.
All right, Wendy. Thank you so very much. All right, we will take a quick break. And Larry, I think I'll be able to get to you when I come back, so please hold on. And I'm Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the afternoon. Scoot may or may not be back tomorrow. Don't know yet. He's trying desperately to get back. I'm surprised he's not doing the show from his bed at home. That's going to be the next thing. But the doctor told him, don't come back to work until you're healed, or at least that you can move around a little bit. And those of you who don't know, he got run over by a motorcycle, busted his ankle, and it's all online at WWL.com. And before I run out of time, I want to thank Ian Hoke, who produces the show from the control board. And we've worked together for so long, I can just look at him, and he knows what I want. And, of course, Diane Newman, who is the Olivia Pope of WWL, thank you for, from time to time, getting me off the couch and putting me to work. Put this man to work. Let's go to Larry. Larry, thank you for calling WWL.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. My prayers go out to Scoop. But I've been preparing taxes for about 35 years, and our taxes are based on obeying the IRS law. We don't get into sexual orientation of who's married. Mm-hmm. If you're married in accordance with the state law, you're married. If you're married to your cat.
That's going to be the next thing. People going to be marrying their
pets.
You're
all right. You're all right. You don't do taxes based on what you feel is right or wrong. It's what the law says. And this lady was wrong for not filing these people's taxes.
Well, especially she knew the lady was a lesbian, and she did the taxes knowing that. But then when she got married, the lady said, oh, well, now I have to pull the plug on you guys because I'm against same-sex marriage.
See that I, that's the problem, that I think. Mm-hmm. Not the IRS, that I. You don't put yourself in that. You do what the law say do, not what I don't think. I think they charge too much, what I think.
Uh-huh.
It's not about what I think.
All right, Larry, one more quick question before you go as we finish the show up. Do you have any hesitation going to certain areas of New Orleans?
Only place in New Orleans I don't go is the places I don't have no business in going. I go anywhere in this city if I ever need to go there. I don't hang out in English Turn. I don't have no business in English Turn.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate you phoning. All right. Christian Garrick and Bobby Hebert next with Sports Talk. I thank you for all the calls that we've gotten, all the text messages we've gotten. It makes it a lot easier to do. Christian Garrick and Bobby Hebert are coming up next with Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.